Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Desperate Army Now is backpedaling on soldiers it booted over COVID. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I must say, we saw this coming when the mandate came out in December 2022 and they were requiring soldiers to get the COVID shot. We saw what was coming in the long run.
Yeah, we saw this both with the military, with the employers, particularly healthcare workers, but all the employers, they did the same thing. It's like, how can they be so blind? Right. I think in the military, though, they weren't blind. I think in the military, they had the audacity to think that they could actually eliminate these people and that they could bring in a new crop of people and that they wanted to eliminate these people from the military because of a bigger scandal, a bigger reason, and that is to push out those people who are faith-based, who have real standards that are immovable, and that won't just simply go along with their broken, woke system. And they used this as a mechanism to do that, thinking that they'll clean house, and then they'll bring in all their radical friends, and they'll indoctrinate them in the woke agenda, critical race theory, LGBTQ, anti-God, anti-freedom. They're going to indoctrinate this whole new group of people. Well, you know what? They kicked the people out, so they did do that.
But it didn't work.
But it didn't work because nobody was coming in.
Right. Because in a lot of these people that were kicked out that have been, say, second and third generation military people, they're saying to their children, now's not the time to get in. So they got
to... So your best recruiters are telling people, don't sign up right now.
Right.
I mean, these are your recruiters. You can talk about hiring recruiters and all that, but we're talking about the best recruiters
family.
Are the people who are serving in the military.
Right.
And they have friends and family.
Right.
And they create a pipeline going into the military.
They're saying,
and they're saying
the
no.
They
in
see
fact,
what's happening.
As an example of that, one of our good friends, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Pete Chambers, 39 years in the military, Purple Heart recipient.
I think he's third generation in his family.
Third generation, I believe, in his family. One of six at the time in the world, Green Beret medical doctor. So he was not only a medical doctor, but then he enlisted as part of the military. He signed up to be a Green Beret and an elite fighter as a medical doctor. He didn't need to do that, but that's in his DNA. And so now... He's 39 years. He has to leave the military because of medical disability because he took, unfortunately, the Moderna shot and got demyelination disease that caused the sloughing off of the external protection of your nerves. He was unaware of the reality at the time of the COVID shots because he had been in the military for almost 39 years at the time, and he just took the vaccines that they told him to, and he was told, if you don't take this, well, you can't serve. Well, he wants to serve, and he didn't do his research. Now he knows, and he's suffering from it, but he had to leave at 39 years. And so he's now telling us that he's not recommending, and others, many others like him.
And he has a son. He said,
no, son, it's not the right time.
Right. We have someone that works here that assists me. We helped him with a COVID religious accommodation. He was an officer in the Navy.
28 years.
They refused his religious accommodation, and he was fortunately able to retire on his own terms. He has two sons, and he's also, you know, his father was also in the military. He's telling his sons, no,
and
now's not the time.
But for COVID and this wokeness, he would have likely stayed in to at least 30 years.
Sure.
But he left.
Right.
And now he works for Liberty Counsel. So before the Pentagon rescinded its unlawful COVID shot mandate in December 2022, and they did that, by the way, because they were forced to do so because of Congress. Congress passed the Defense Authorization Bill that required them to rescind it. So it wasn't voluntary, and because of the litigation that we had class action lawsuits pending in various different places that they were enjoined, prevented from forcing the COVID shots. They lost time after time again in the courts. So in this particular situation, the Army had, before the injunctions and before the rescinding of the mandate, they forced out at least 1,903 active duty soldiers for refusing the experimental injections in the 15 months prior to the revocation or rescinding of the mandate while it was active.
And now they have a major recruitment crisis. In the last 2 years in a row, they've not been able to recruit, no surprise, enough soldiers. So the gall of them, but listen to this, Matt, they sent a letter to those soldiers who had been discharged and said, you know what, if you want to rejoin this service, you can go down to your local recruiter and sign up. There wasn't any apologies. There wasn't any promises to fix what they had done regarding kicking them out. And I just find that very insulting. In fact, in the letter, it says, now you can request a correction, in quotes, of your military discharge records.
Yeah, it came
really?
From the Brigadier General Hope Rampey, Director of Military Personnel Management, and only delivered basic instructions about starting the process, but did not include any apologetic statements, promises, or any indications that the Army was being proactive about amending punitive discharge. Rather, they just said that you can file for a requested correction of your military discharge records.
Yeah, you could come running to your recruiter and just, you know,
Please change my correction so that I'm not discharged. I'm back here. And the letter then advises the soldiers to see their local recruiter if they want to return.
Okay, they're not dumb. They're not stupid. They're not going to come running back.
So, yeah, it says, dear former service member, doesn't say thank you for your service.
No.
Dear former service member, as a result of the rescission of all current COVID-19 vaccination requirements, former soldiers who were involuntarily separated for refusal to receive the COVID-19 vaccination.
That means terminated.
May request a correction to their military records from either or both the Army Discharge Review Board or the Army Board of Correction of Military Records. Individuals may request a correction to military personnel records, including records regarding the characterization of discharge, the letter stated. Rampey then noted that summarily dismissed soldiers could apply to rejoin.
How about saying, you know, we were wrong in forcing you this unconstitutional COVID shot mandate. We were wrong. We're sorry. How can we, you know, compensate you for our mistake?
Yeah, I know.
What about that?
Well, you know, in addition to involuntarily separating nearly 2,000 soldiers, the Army also blanketly denied 8,945 requests for religious exemptions from the shots. So some of those people, while they were not involuntarily separated, when they got denied, many of them did not appeal because they got discouraged.
Or they succumbed to the shot.
So. Or they succumbed, and some of those are injured as a result of that, like Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers is injured because of the Moderna shot. And also, I can't say who it is, but I know another flight surgeon in the Army who had a commanding officer that was really hard on this particular doctor. And now that particular higher commanding officer has been injured from the COVID shot. The commanding officer was putting pressure on this highly decorated but lower in rank individual who's a medical doctor to get the shot and to force others to get the shot and to lie to them about it.
It's tragic.
This doctor wouldn't. And so now that person is also one of those sad stats that's injured from the COVID shot.
It's tragic. But listen to this. Oh, my goodness. In aiming, they want to boost their enlistment numbers. The Army is now reviving, and you probably remember this classic Be All You Can Be campaign. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they brought that back and published new recruitment posters emphasizing that the COVID-19 shot is not required to join.
Yeah, but currently only 19 soldiers who were discharged for refusing the COVID shot have returned. You know, they're sick of it. They're done with it. They've been betrayed. And, you know, like I said, almost 9,000 2,000 requests were denied for religious accommodations. Many of those left. Many of those, like in our case, mm-hmm. The 28-year veteran of the United States Navy left. There are many that left, so they weren't involuntary discharge, but they said, I'm done. They had enough years in, and they left. They left because of this abuse. We must never go down this road again, and the Pentagon needs to remedy this, and Congress needs to make sure that our soldiers are properly protected. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/military. That's lc.org/military.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.